Now this just in, police officers in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, were asking people to be on the lookout for a man who robbed a store. And I think we do have his description. Can we take that? Let's take his description. Okay. This is the guy they wanted people in Pennsylvania to be out on the lookout for. He's got he's got a nose and some hair that goes like that, and he was wearing a hat at the time of this particular crime. He's got kind of a chin that comes down to almost a point. Stands about 5 feet 4 inches.
Peace and salutations, y'all, and welcome to Keeping It Real's Last Gregorian Calendar 2023 episode. We're talking about the best global retreats of old year 2023, America, West Asia, and Philistine, before we head into 2024. So, welcome back. We're talking about the best global retreats of old year 2023, America, West Asia, and Philistine, before we head into 2024. Gregorian calendar, of course. Now, apparently there's a slight mis-synchronization between Islamic Pulse's Research and Analysis Department and Scripting Department and Presenting Department, because we keep on telling them to make shorter scripts and they just keep on giving us longer episodes to record, and the Editing Department is just going bonkers, aka Israeli, amongst all of this. Anyway, so we start with the best 2023 retreats of the United States of America. 2023 saw, repeat, American financial banking system. Jesus Christ. 2023 saw the retreat of the American financial banking system as rotted apples kept on stinking up the barrel of the liberal, capitalist, consumerist, materialist, RIBA system. So First Republic Bank and Silicon Valley Bank apparently went belly up, and it is considered to be one of the largest banking collapses in American banking history. How in the world did they hide that? No, really, how do you hide one of the largest American banking collapses in American banking history? Is anybody out there listening to what we're saying at Keeping It Real? No. To be honest with you, we here at Keeping It Real feel that the United States of America is actually bankrupt. They just haven't told anybody. And 2023 also saw the retreat of the American taxpayer as billions and billions and billions of dollars kept on being sent to baby Ukraine and doggy Israel. Oh, and the debt ceiling has pretty much reached the heavens. And there's no way that the United States of America can ever pay any of this money back. I mean, it's like, I don't know, trillions of dollars. Have you ever seen the website? It's like that ticker just keeps on moving every, you know, second, whatever, right? And it's like, there's no way they can pay it back. Global creditors and investors start crying because America's bankrupt. And we also saw the retreat of the US dollar in the face of global de-dollarization. Hey, we don't want your dollars anymore, just give us back our tumans. And we also saw the retreat of the rights of minorities again in America.
You know why I pulled you over?
Cause I was speeding?
No, cause you're black.
Right, and when the police isn't tishing, you know, all the minorities on the street, the other loonies around the neighborhood come out and they start tishing, you know, the neighborhood public places and public schools. Thank you, Mr. NRA, for providing every single loony in the United States of America with guns to go out there and, you know, do what needs to get done with guns. Mr. Charleston Heston. And of course, we saw the retreat of the Democratic Party in the face of the Republican Party, and the reciprocal retreat of the Republican Party in the face of the Democratic Party. And the Tea Party is turning towards less caffeinated alternatives. It's about to become the Soda Pop Party. And of course, finally, we saw the global, what? Oh, okay. And of course, we saw the retreat of global Americanization in the face of the esteemed leaders announced West Asian de-Americanization and eventually the global de-Americanization. And the last one before we leave the United States of America alone, because they've pretty much had about enough for the time being. We saw the retreat of global Americanization in the face of the esteemed leaders' announcement of West Asia's de-Americanization and eventually global de-Americanization across the globe. Sounds like America's ship is sinking. Bloop, 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 bloop. We kind of didn't tell anybody what we were talking about. Do we need to cut that in, paste it in somewhere? At the end of the episode, what we were talking about? That really is keeping it real. So we're done, you know. Just in case you watched the whole episode and you had no idea what we were talking about. I'm sorry. We were talking about global retreats, America, West Asia, and Palestine. And so what that means is how these people retreated in, you know, various psychological soft war type things. So moving on to West Asia, because that is where the heart is. So 2023 saw the retreat of the Lebanese pound in the face of America's economic and financial terrorism. I mean, it's like these Americans, they just don't let people be free wherever they are, wherever you are. Just let people be free, Uncle Sam. Just let them be free. We don't want you to be our uncle, Uncle Sam. And 2023 also saw the infamous retreat of the Americanskis from Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, you got your Muslim-killing boots handed to you. Get out and take your darn boots with you. Don't come back to our neighborhood, West Asia. And of course, 2023 also saw the de-Americanization of the West Asian region as the Americans de-Americanized themselves from the West Asian region. It's a big deal. Now, I know, some of you people out there might have like some kind of an ishkal, you know, and that's like a something in Farsi. It means like, you know, something. And you might be saying, we're, you know, keeping it real, boys. We're talking about West Asia. Why do you keep on bringing up America? Well, it's because Uncle Sam has his dirty hands all up in this region. Elbow deep. And while we're still in West Asia, 2023 also saw the retreat of another Arab poupe in the face of Zionist wooing. So Sudan started to finalize a deal of normalization with the Zionist state of Israel in order to get a security deal from Israel. Clearly, you don't watch the news. Israel don't got security, brother.
You don't want to be like this. This is disgusting. This is awful in every way. If I could kill it, I would.
But what's really crazy is after the normalization deal for security, these RSF forces, let's just quote so we don't get in trouble. Yeah, good job. All right. The Sudanese Rapid Support Forces, RSF forces, came out and attacked the government of Sudan after they had normalized deals in order to get security. Do you understand what just happened? Yeah, and apparently Israel is nowhere to be found amongst all this, you know. It's like, go figure, right? We got troubles at home, Sudan. We can't be worrying about your RSF. We got our own Al-Aqsa operation going on. So go figure. We also saw that Oman apparently opened up its airspace to Israeli aircraft. A little secret. It's just so that they can shoot you down in their skies a little bit easier. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. And last up in West Asia in 2023, we saw the retreat of the arrogant powers in the face of the utter powerfulness, superpower, amazing awesomeness of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So, of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran had increased bilateral relations with all of, well, primarily with most of the people of the world, as compared to the arrogant powers who started to de-bilateralize their relations with the rest of the world. So, for example, we have the Islamic Republic of Iran and Saudi Arabia, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Oman, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Syria, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Yemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Palestine, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Venezuela, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Cuba, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Russia, the Islamic Republic of Iran and China, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Venezuela, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Pakistan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Turkey, the Islamic Republic of Iran and India, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Kazakhstan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Uzbekistan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Tajikistan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Brazil, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Bolivia, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Azerbaijan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Sudan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Tanzania, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Maldives, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Egypt, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Jordan, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Libya, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Indonesia, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Philippines, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Ecuador, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Peru, the Islamic Republic of Iran and international organizations, the Islamic Republic of Iran and technological advancements, the Islamic Republic of Iran and medical advancements, the Islamic Republic of Iran and missile advancements, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And finally, our last bit is Palestine, because that is where the soul is. Did you get that, right? So West Asia is where the heart is. Palestine is where the soul is. So 2023 saw the retreat of genocider Bibi Netanyahu. In the face of consecutive protests against his undemocratic judicial reforms and his overall undemocraticness, and of course his Palestinian genocide. And 2023 also saw the humiliating retreat of the imperial Zionist forces and their drunken, arrogant power supporters in the face of the Palestinian freedom fighters who finally took matters into their own hands and started to flood the Zionistas in the Al-Aqsa Store. And Palestine in 2023 saw the absolute retreat of humanity and human values as the Zionist Israeli rabid duggies went absolutely loco, aka Israeli, as they went totally barbarically Israeli on the innocent men, women, and children of Palestine. I mean, they killed as many Palestinians as one could possibly practically could. And they did not have mercy on anyone or anything. They didn't have mercy on schools. They didn't have mercy on hospitals. They didn't have mercy on churches. They didn't have mercy on medical staff. They did not have mercy on United Nations personnel. They did not have mercy on non-United Nations personnel. They did not have mercy on mosques. They did not have mercy on churches, if we haven't said that already. They did not have mercy on men. They did not have mercy on children. They did not have mercy on Palestinians. They did not have mercy on non-Palestinians. They even killed their own people. Despicable you. And finally, the last point, 2023 saw the... Sorry. And finally, the last point, 2023 saw the retreat of the United Nations. And finally, the last point, in 2023, we saw the retreat of the United Nations in the face of the Palestinian genocide being perpetrated by the Zionist Israelis. I mean, what in the world is the purpose of the United Nations?
Their job is to watch the burglar and take notes. His every move is seen and carefully documented. And if that also doesn't work, strongly worded condemnations. United Nations Home Security. There's nothing we wouldn't do for you, but little we can.
Just kind of, you know, stand around and take professional selfies, you know, with these world leaders all across the world. Say things like, Gaza is now a graveyard. Oh, 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 oh. Gaza is not the safest place on earth. Oh, 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 oh. And yet still do what their masters tell them to do. Human doggy. Let the Zionistas kill the Palestinians. UN doggy, we need a waiver to attack Iraq. UN doggy, we need to increase the already increased maximum pressure on Iran. UN doggy, make some fake documents up so we can attack Iran. Good little doggy, UN, good little doggy. And finally, even though we had said that the previous one was the final one, but this is another final one. And finally, we saw the retreat of the global Zionistas in the face of anti-Zionist global protests. It was beautiful. And of course, we had already predicted this in Gregorian calendar last episode 2022. Check it out. And what's even more beautiful is that all of these protests were global, and they were truly global because they happened all across the globe, and they were all in solidarity with the Palestinian people and the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian movement. Sounds like the Zionist ship has already sunk. Bloop, 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 bloop. Well, that's about it. Like we said in last year's last episode, if the people of the world don't bother to wake up, we are just going to continue to be falling into the same trap every single year over and over again, and we'll have to do the same. Stop making that noise. Well, like we said in last year's last episode of Keeping It Real, if the people of the world don't bother to wake up, then we're just going to be continuing to be in this loop and this circle of non-ending, you know, stuff, and we'll never be able to find salvation. But alhamdulillah, we saw in 2023, especially post October 7th Al-Aqsa storm operation, that the people of the world are beginning to wake up, alhamdulillah. But for God's sake, please just wake up a little bit faster. And a little Nostradamus going into 2024, on behalf of my humble self, we are going to be seeing the retreat of the arrogant powers' unipolar world order in the face of the multipolar world order. And finally, one last retreat, even though I'm sorry we said that three times now. And that's the retreat of the global arrogant powers in the face of the new Islamic civilization, which is just around the horizon. And one of its fundamental pillars is the freedom of Palestine. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are.
Recording! You're recording, by the way.
I'm so sorry.
It's a taweez.
Hello, my boy. It's
okay. I can do a British accent. I can try to do a British accent. Just have to try to talk like one of our other brothers. You have to like move your shoulders. Have you ever seen Donald Trump? You know? And today, billions and billions and billions. He does that, yeah. Way too much on this side. It's like I can't relate to you, you know? Yeah, I'm really not comfortable with you being so much to my right. I feel like you're one of those angels. One of those angels that like record. You might be the bad angel.
Probably am the bad angel.
All right. Yeah, see, there you go. See? It's like totally changed the feng shui of the room. Okay, this is a difficult script this time around, man. Pecan, there you go. Pecan, good car, man. Like two cylinders. Four cylinders, you know, 1.2 liter.
5.6.
Yeah. I'm pretty close, to be honest with you, considering I have no information on the car. Okay, ready? So check this out. So some of the things that happened, now that we're probably in the blooper section, hopefully he didn't put this stuff in the normal section because it's blooper section. So some of the things that happened in 2023 was global floods, insane tornadoes and hurricanes and cyclones, wild tornadoes in America's southeast, Cyclone Freddy, Cyclone Mocha, Storm Daniel, Hurricane Hillary, Hurricane Adelia, Hurricane Otis. Also, we witnessed in 2023 global warming, ice caps melting, worst air pollution that the world had ever seen. New York City was declared the most polluted city in the whole world. The scarcity of fresh water, oceans are globally warming, wildfires in America, Canada, Hawaii, earth-shaking earthquakes, of course, in Syria and Turkey, Morocco, Afghanistan, Nepal. Also, we saw a couple of armed conflicts and some coup d'etats, political turmoil, school shootings, global hunger, etc., which is totally normal until Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, reappears. And one of the fundamental parts of that is that you people need to wake up and start to, I don't know, demand your rights and pray to God and work towards a utopian society. That's all from us at Keeping It Real. Hopefully we'll see you next year. Gregorian calendar. Don't do anything the Keeping It Real boys wouldn't do.